from the wisdom of the feminine divine, in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine, I am Anya. Here in service, in time of the great evolution, initiator of the universal calibration lattice, a rewiring of your energy. And now you know more of what that means. Encouraging you to continue to develop yourself as the evolutionary you are. There have been many revolutions and revolutionaries upon the planet. It is now time for you, the evolutionaries, those of you who know to raise your vibrational frequency, to be able to create the new foundations for the new ways in this new world. Taking a nice deep breath, remembering more of who you are, becoming more of who you are. May you also add to your understanding and expressions of who you are as an evolutionary influencer. Remain flexible, adaptable, and open to all of the conscious creative energy that now surrounds you and that you are ready to channel through. Continue to co-create the new foundations in your daily life and to co-create with one another. Now more than ever, it is time for the evolutionaries to gather, to come together, to stand side by side, encouraging one another to be wholly present, encouraging one another to express as the wise, multi-dimensional beings you are, and then to gather that energy and the ideas and the foundation of infinite love and co-create for yourselves now and for the generations to come. Again, another deep breath. Feel the energy. Allow it to move your body for any adjustment that may be appropriate at this time. As you continue to evolve your path of peace-filled empowerment will reveal itself to you step by step. Your path of purpose, your reason for being here in this great time of transformation. Even as the old ways are adjusted, the new ways are being built very quickly. And you are part of that. In this moment, again, we ask you to breathe, to focus upon your center beneath your feet, and please affirm, I am here. Honor that you arrived with a knowing of that which you bring to be of service in this time of change. I am here. Honor the balance of your divine drive and the balance of allowing the flow. And again, I am here. And together in this co-creative coherence, feel, sense, imagine, know you are not alone. Another deep breath, please, as the energy rises through your body beautifully. Support through the spine, all the way up through your center above. And please affirm, I am open. You are all channels, learning to channel more of who you are. And we encourage you to open to your connection with the unified field, the one field, and to open to your unique expression of who you are. Feel the sense of fullness, of joy, of purpose, of strength. You can do this. You are doing this. The energy continues to adjust, always according to your inner wisdom. And then place your hand upon your heart. I am here. I am open. I express in the energy of infinite love. I know myself as a unique expression of the infinite universe. And I know everyone else, all life, as I observe all life as unique expressions of the infinite universe. And raising my vibrational frequency, I come into alignment, into the deeper communication of understanding and knowing more of who I am and why I am here. Ah, each one of you in this resonance, standing together side by side in that place that goes beyond time and space. Sense the energies. Sense your energies of wholeness, of holiness. And then we leave you with this. Continue to practice being the multidimensional observer without judgment. Know that which you wish to create. Observe the actions you are taking. Make the adjustments as appropriate, and continue to wholeheartedly be present, for the time that you incarnated for is here. Your presence is greatly appreciated. Let us honor one another in this moment. Let us enjoy the reminiscing of everything we have just created in these days with Kryon and Alcazar and Adaranda and each one of you. And as you channel more of who you are, a name may come to you. Beautifully done. Center below, I am here. Center above, I am open, unique, and united. The energy rises through your spine. Your strengths continue to evolve. And from your heart, you may affirm, I am present. I am an evolutionary. And I am here to express more of the energy of infinite love. Well done. Together, let us affirm. And so I am, and so we are.
And now we'd like to go to Mount Shasta, California, and ask Prageet Harris Alcazar to join us.
So as we come to the end of this three-day process, I'd really like to thank you all for being here with us. And I'd also like to express my deepest gratitude to all those in the Stargate Network whose support allows us to continue doing this work and sharing it with you. And all those who participated in making this three-day broadcast something which has been of great benefit to many, many people around the world. And I'd just like to finish off by inviting Alcazar to come in and say a few words from his perspective how we can take this out into our world and continue this movement forward of creating from a new place, from a new reality, creating from the quantum field.
Beloved ones, we greet thee again. Tis Alcazar. And we invite you again once to relax, to be with us for a few moments, taking in our words, but also, more importantly perhaps, taking in our energies. For as we talk, there are energies coming to you, wherever you are and whenever you are. We have shared with you beautiful energetics, techniques, understanding. It is important for you to realize that this global pause and reset is perhaps the biggest event that has occurred worldwide ever for your civilization. What are you going to do with this? Are you going to wait for the old world to return? Are you going to yearn for the old reality so that you are safe and secure in that old illusion? Or are you going to demand of yourself change? Are you going to demand out of a deep love for yourself that you are going to move forward and create the world that you wish to live in? There are millions of you around the world wanting to create change, recognizing that this is the moment that together with your intention, with your higher consciousness, so many of the old structures have broken down or will break down. Create the new now. How? Intention, awareness. It is time to gather together in love and consciousness to project what it is you wish to have in your lives now. This might sound a bit of a fairy tale. It might sound to the mind, well, how do we do this? How can I, small little me, create change in the world? Because, beloveds, you are not alone. You are not a small little me. You are part of humanity. Your consciousness matters. Your level of awareness matters, because together, the millions of people wanting change, starting to demand change, Your energetic combines in the morphic field. We have talked about this. And so start to envision, start to feel a reality where people are more loving towards each other, where people work together in harmony rather than against each other, who work together willingly in the various businesses, in the various practices that they have in their life, working together willingly. We have said to you that technologies are already available. They have been on your planet for more than 30 years, some of them. That which is often called free energy. Energy which is coming from the quantum field, which is an absolute, permanent, continuing source of energy. It has not been available. Why? Because your level of consciousness did not draw it into your reality. Already this is changing. We can say that from our perspective. Already consciousness on your earth is changing because of these last few weeks. Continue change. Envision a society where there is a great deal of love, caring, and compassion for your earth and for the animals. Where you care about the forests. Where you care about the indigenous people. Where you care about each other in your local society. It is time for you to demand from yourself, from a loving, caring, compassionate place. It is time for you to demand of yourself these changes and to support others in your network, in your family, in your society, to support them to come from the similar place of loving and caring. Beloveds, it is time. It is time. You do not have this opportunity, this open doorway for much longer. Understand this. This opportunity will not be there. It is time to plant the seeds now. The seeds of your intention, your feeling of how you wish life to be. Do not underestimate the heart energy, the creative force of your feelings, combined lovingly with the ideas of your mind. Envision technology which is loving humanity and the earth. It is here already. It needs to come out. It will only come out if enough of you envision it, create it, call it forth. In the past, you have been conditioned to think you are powerless. You have found yourselves struggling for survival. Now is the time to recognize this can be changed. Now is the time that new structures can be created. Now is the time when intelligent, awake, aware people will start to be drawn into leadership roles in local communities, in politics. in global organizations. Wherever you work, whatever you do, hold the intention of bringing this new reality into your workplace, into your social environment. You can do it. You are not alone. You are working with millions and millions of people around the world, most of whom you will never see and never know. But beloveds, understand this. You are working together. You are creating together. In the past, in your isolation, you have felt as if you cannot change anything. Now you can. Now hold the vision of a beautiful, healthy future. Hold the vision where love guides action. Love, understanding, guides action in your life, in those around you, in the very world. Beloved ones, there is so much support available for humanity from these other dimensional realities when you are ready to receive it, when you demonstrate humanity is ready. We are Alcazar. We are talking on behalf of so many around your universe. We are waiting for humanity to step forward and say, we are ready to live in love and harmony with each other, with your earth, and with the universe, which is teeming with very beautiful, benevolent beings. Are you ready? Are you willing to love yourself enough to step beyond the inertia of the old? Because that is what is occurring right now. The inertia of the old is losing its energy. You have all come to a stop. Do not allow yourself to pick up the old. Support others in creating the new. Build an inertia towards individual freedom, individual enlightenment. Beloved ones, this will take a little while to come into fruition, but plant the seeds now with your intention, with your words, with your heart feeling, with your heart-mind connection. It is time. You will not get another opportunity like this one. The old energies are wanting to come back, but they are very weak. You are the ones that have the strength to create the new. We are Alcazar. We are in love with humanity. We love and honor each and every one of you. We are available to you any moment. Just simply meditate and invite. The Stargate Network is available for you. Join us. Come together with thousands and thousands around your world. Come together with the millions who are demanding change. Are you ready? Are you ready to love yourself enough to step forward into your truth, into your love, into your beingness? Are you ready to live more of your super consciousness in your human reality? We know that you are. that is possible. Make it so. Good day.
Now we'd like to go to Branson, Missouri, one more time for Ellen Harper. Here she is.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Oh, very good to see your energy, your light, your love, your power-filled focus. You are indeed the light beings, the universal humans. As our dear friend Peggy says, you are the connectors. You are the wise ones. You are the next evolutionary step. We know and we love dearest Master Pragit, and we love all the energies that are working all around this planet. So you might as well love them as well. For you have just spent the last 3 days having your entire system upgraded. Woohoo! Don't you love those upgrades, huh? In that energy, as our dear Master Pragit says, you're planting the seeds of intention. Oh, let's just do the whole forest. Let's have the whole energy. The Amazon size intention. Understand, with this new frequency, with this new energy, with this new vibration, the universal human, as the divine Miss Peggy says, is the next step. It reminded our vessel Marilyn, as she was listening, of a book that she read many years ago before she stopped having the capacity to read. It's called Who Moved the Cheese? Who Moved the Cheese? Yes, you see, it's about little mice, and somebody moved the cheese, and they couldn't find the cheese, and some of them didn't survive that energy. But the ones who did found a new way to get to the cheese. That is what you are doing right now. You are finding a new way to get to the cheese. A few days ago, 2 days ago, we started with reminding you that your innate, your channeling ability, your connection to source is within your heart. Breathe into that, dearest. You cannot not be connected. You've got thousands of cells, millions, billions of cells in your body. They are all connected as one to source, to your guidance. How many times do we get to tell you this? How magnificent you are, how your intention plays the magnificent role of creation in this galaxy and beyond. Your intention. So you can indeed look round about you and see the bottle as half empty. It's not half empty, it is full. See that bottle half empty, or you can see it as half full. Or you can see it as it did overflow and pouring out and coming through to the universe. Because that is indeed what is happening. That is the frequency of the new times. That the energy as it is coming forth is bubbling up and overflowing with the divine connection. And that divine connection is you, dearest. That divine connection is you. As you touch your heart, as you feel that heart beating, it beats for the planet. We asked you earlier today to connect heart to heart around the planet, to hold hands around the planet and to know that that is virtual reality. That is now present reality in the now times, in the now energy, in right here, right now. Coming to you from Branson, Missouri, Mount Shasta, Sedona, Arizona, and whoever else knows where everyone is, California. You see, that frequency is not going away. Yes, the cause for that frequency will. But the frequency itself is raising the vibration, raising the energy of this planet. And congratulations, you came back to this planet again just to help witness this, just to help serve this, just to help experience this. You are the assisters. You assist with your own positivity, the evolution. You are that evolution. You are that connector. You are those dots. And you are also the lines between those dots. For as you see, there is a responsibility to being here on this planet right now. There is as a responsibility that you have chosen to take. Once again, when things seem to be going inside, as the Lemurians went inside the great mountain, you are going inside. Yet this time, it is not to stay hidden for 27,000 years. It is to go inside to see and remember and sense who you truly are, so you can indeed stand proud and strong with the intention of being all that you are. There are no accidents here. There's no shift of energy and someone made a mistake and let something out of a test tube and then what happened? No. There are no accidents. God, Source, whatever, does not create any accidents, and neither do you. For you are that same cellular structure. You are the same cell as the Creator. So look into your heart. It is not hidden any longer. You are you, magnificent. You are you, a light. You are you, the guru of your world, the teacher and the student, the blesser and the blessee. The connection of all of humanity, the connection of all of the galaxy and beyond, the connection of the angelic realm and beyond, the connection of the ascended masters and beyond. Yes, that is you, like it or not. That is the evolutionary step. It might have felt like a big step, like you had these little bodies and you stepped onto a big, big step and it didn't know how far up it was going to take you. Now you're beginning to see how far that one step takes you. Now you are beginning to understand that as you connect in the cells of your body and in the cells of your field, and they all start moving in the same direction. That possibility that we didn't think was ever going to happen is now happening. Because everything is possible. And you are the infinite possibilities of today. You are the infinite possibility of tomorrow. That infinite possibility. Dearest beings of light, is you. You are the soul, the illumination, the quiet and the loud, the one and the oneness that is all around the earth. Dearest beings of light, we wish for you to listen with your heart, not with your ears. Asi nukasia ula itnika I isya uko numkaki ni ai ikutukma iti alak numokta asi nukota mahia ayaki no alik numa ayaki no alik numa ayaki no alik numa osa isha osa cha ungno paya o namakia paya. We have told you many times how much you are loved, and that we, the galactics, have asked for your help. You are the teachers of the galaxy. You are the acknowledgement for this next step, this next phase of the universe. You are that wisdom. You are the wise ones. You are the light and the love. You are the light and the love. You are that light and love we see in the galaxy. As you know, dearest beings of light, the galactics have asked for help. You are their assistance. You are that acknowledgement. You are who you are. Woohoo! Celebrate that. All of the cells of your field have experienced an upgrade in the last 3 days. And we're not done yet. As you go to your bed tonight, give thanks for all you have experienced. For some of you, as you go to your bed tomorrow morning, give thanks for all you have experienced. Your logical brain cannot even fathom how much it is. So let go of that and go back to the heart. That is the core. Feel it in the heart. Now. And remember. Remember the wisdom that you have. As you hold hands with those around the planet. and connect heart to heart with those around the planet. So you can indeed be you, the love that you are. In the past, we have said you are the ones we have been waiting for. Well, that time is done with this moment, because you are here. So we are not waiting any longer. And for that, we are grateful. We love you deeply. We see you. We know you. And we bid you namaste.
Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The end of the 3-day seminar. Usually there are hundreds of you together in a room, and it's time to celebrate, to say goodbye, to think about those you've met, to understand perhaps the synchronicities that have occurred while you're in that place, that auditorium, that ballroom. But today's different, isn't it? In your own homes, you watch this, even though there may be hundreds of you. You didn't really see each other eyeball to eyeball. You really didn't get a chance to shake the hand of the one next to you or give them a hug. Something has happened on this planet and we need your help. This is your time. The mature old soul will understand exactly what I'm asking for. It's time for compassionate action. There's been a lot of goodbyes. A lot of goodbyes. In these last weeks, dear ones, some of you know of them, some of you don't. Some of you are used to seeing perhaps that which you call sports, and you can imagine stadiums filled with humanity, 70,000 or more humanity. Now double and triple that number. And that's the ones who are gone. Those are the ones who were lost in these last weeks. Now, every single one of those has family around them who right now need you to help them say goodbye. You see, old soul, old mature, old soul, it's time to practice compassionate action. This is an energy which will back up on itself. And the more you pour it to those who need it that you don't know, and you don't know their names, the more you pour it to them, the more it reflects back to you. And in that, dear ones, your life starts to be affected. This is a process. Some have even given it a name, a process where as you give compassion, it actually doubles in those things around you, and it's felt around you, and the things around you start to straighten up because you poured out your heart and poured out that which is you to people you don't know all over the globe in this worldwide emergency. There are so many who are hurting right now, really hurting. And they don't know what to do or where to turn. And they're not part of this meeting and they'd never pick up a crying book. And that's not to say they even should. It's the compassionate action of the one who will light the match in the dark room And these who are suffering now will start to feel you in some way. In many languages all over the planet, they may wake up one day and say to their partners around them, they'll say, you know, today I feel a little better about the loss. Today I feel I can move forward better about the loss. That inappropriate death, the one that was before its time because of these things that are happening on the earth today, I can't make sense of it, but somehow, some way, I feel that there's been help from above. And that help from above has been you. That is above. That is a higher vibration of you pouring out to them. Not empathy, not feeling sorry, but mature compassion of peace. Put yourself in a place where you are more peaceful than you've ever been in your life, where you stand tall in maturity and have the peace that passes all understanding, and you send it to them. Not because you're sorry for them, not because you're empathic and you're crying for them, because you're a bastion of strength on the planet that is peaceful, and you can broadcast it to the masses. That's who you are. Oh, soul, maturity is yours. This is new. This is how the few affect the many in such a positive way, in such a compassionate way, in such a world-changing way. Worldwide channeling retreat. Worldwide. Now you know why it's been called that way. Because it's you. To have an effect on those who need you right now, right now. As those who have passed away continue to leave a trail of grief and goodbyes. Let this not be forgotten this day. These things that I say, because these things are needed for you to do every single morning or night, if you can think about it, if you can remember these words, perhaps to take just a moment and take a breath and send mature peace. There are those who would doubt this does anything. There are always those who would doubt this does anything until someday the research will be solid. Right now, it's solid. Those who are measuring the field, measuring compassion, measuring coherence say, look, 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 the charts show something. Your consciousness seems to be energy and you can send it because it's multidimensional. They'd be right. Still, there will be naysayers. And those naysayers are not old souls. Not yet. They will be someday. As they graduate with what you know, that what you do here right now can change lives and give solace and peace to those who will never know your name, who will never know the person who lit the match in the dark room and helped them to see something they never saw before, a way around the grief, a way where they can see the sun come up, a way where they'll know that they can laugh tomorrow or the next day when maybe they don't really even think they can right now. That's what you do. That's who you are. And that's what we're asking you to do. Even as this meeting comes to a close with all the teaching, with all the channeling, with all the self-help that has been here, right now, as we close, we are saying to you, this is the task at hand, O mature one, O sender of peace, O one who understands so much more than I can even say right now. Do these things because you know you're a piece of God and can make a difference to those who need you right now. Let the sun come up tomorrow for them like it'll come up for you. And they will see the light and know there's hope. that they can get through this grief. There are so many. There are so many. This is the time for this, and I'll say it again. This is why you came. Maybe for this day. This is why you're here. Maybe for this day. So you can shine a light that no one can ever say you didn't have. You have it. Doing this will help connect you. There are those who have asked, well, how do I get connection? How do I do this? How do I do that? By giving all these things to the planet, to others, you wipe away the barriers for yourself. Are you getting this? That's the tool of the new energy. Compassionate action changes everything around you, and especially those who you send it to. Thank you, dear ones. Thank you, dear ones. Thank you, dear ones, for being here, for being so magnificent, for listening to us. For listening to us in a venue that some would say is ridiculous and stupid and eye-rolling, you know a difference is here. It's real. Life-changing. It holds no agenda. No one is asking you to join anything or do anything or be anything other than a magnificent human being who is willing to help others right now in trouble. That's not an agenda. And so I close with that idea. There will be many more who will channel, and there'll be many meetings like this. But right now, on this planet, this date, the 16th of April, we need you, all of you. Let the few affect the many on this planet in a way that you will know about and they will know about. And maybe in the future there'll be some head scratching to say, I don't know what helped me turn the corner, but I know somebody was praying for me. Something happened to me and I came through it. And you will smile and know it was you. That's the power you have right now. Never has there been a time on the planet where you were all together in something like this. So let that coherence of thought propel you into the knowledge that what you do now will be carried on the field right now to those who need it. That's the process of compassionate action. Oh, graduates of love, I leave you to it. You are the ones who can make a difference on this planet right now for so many who need it. We congratulate you. We love you. We are always here to continue loving you. There is no goodbye here. There is no goodbye here. And so it is. And so it is.